This is Pastor Jeff Chavis, the pastor of Church Online, an online community of faith that you can find at churchonline.com. But we spell that differently. We spell it C-H-R-C-H. We say all that's missing is you. Churchonline.com. Can I have your full attention this morning? I know that's a strange way to start things out, but that, I just read this recently and it kind of stopped me and made me really think about it. The author of this article said that the greatest thing that we could ever give someone is our undivided attention. And the point was, in our world today, everyone is so distracted, so many different things vying for our attention, that even when we're face to face with someone, we may not really be giving our undivided attention. It's common. You know, we're in, having a meeting or sitting down at a restaurant, and what do? We sit and put our phones down where we can see them. Or maybe you have one of those kind of watches that gives you notice when there's an email or a text. It's as if we're waiting for the next thing to happen. Now, I recognize, like, some people have jobs. My job is that way, where I keep an eye on emails and texts and I need to respond within a certain amount of time. But there comes a point when we need to give people our undivided attention. And I want to suggest it's the most Christian thing we can do. What do I mean by that? Well, think about it for a moment. When was the last time someone gave you their undivided attention? Now, often, you know, even when we're within our houses, my wife and I, there are moments when I may not give my undivided attention, and I need to do that. I need to get better at that, I think, like everyone. But think about maybe someone who gave you that great service, maybe at a restaurant, I don't know, a store or something, and they gave you truly their undivided attention. It makes you feel valued. It makes you feel loved. And the reality, like I said, I believe this is something Christians need to work on, and definitely something Christians need to be involved in. And I'll show you the verse where I think that comes from. And it has everything to do with this idea in our distracted culture. And by the way, yes, we have cell phones, and that is a great distraction in our lives. But remember, distractions are nothing new. It's been around since the first century. There were distractions, and it may be different than our own, but there were definitely distractions when the Apostle Paul was writing these words. This is in Philippians chapter 2, 2 through 5. Again, Philippians 2, verses 2 or 3 through 5. Let me read the beginning. It says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. Let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." Pause there for a minute. Again, that's Philippians 2, 3 through 5. It starts out, "Let nothing be done out of selfish ambition or conceit." Now, if we really were to think about it, most of the distractions that we have, most of the things that are calling for our attention are just that. It's our own selfish ambition. We're expecting that next email, that next text message, because we're expecting something for us. Again, those selfish ambitions of life. Or it's our own conceit. Maybe we're waiting to be praised for something. If we thought about it, that's maybe more at the basis of our distraction than we would even like to admit. But that's the one thing that we need to put aside the distractions for, especially if that's the motivation. And then I love the way Paul says this, "In lowliness of mind, each esteem others better than himself." In other words, think of others more highly than yourselves. When you're giving someone your undivided attention, that's what you're saying to them. You're esteeming them better than yourself. You are important to me when you're looking at them and thinking about what they're saying. And again, remember, not waiting to respond. You really are truly listening for whatever is going on in their lives. you're putting them above yourselves. You're thinking of them better than yourselves. In other words, you're saying when you give your undivided attention, you matter more to me than my cell phone. You matter more to me than whatever's going on in my life. And then it says, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also the interests of others. Again, that cell phone, that distraction that we have, that's all about our own self-interest. We imagine something is about to happen that's more important than this person that is standing in front of you. And then I included verse 5, which says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus, because that's a reality, isn't it? That was Jesus's mindset as well. He considered others better than himself. I mean, the cross speaks volumes to that, doesn't it? Jesus valuing all others, and that's why he went to the cross. But it made me think of some specific areas. I'm thinking in Mark chapter 5, this woman with the issue of blood. There's this whole crowd of people around. And remember, she touches him. She touches the hem of his garment. And in that moment, he recognizes that some power went out from him. But it was important that he find this woman. And yes, he gives her his undivided attention. And it's an amazing picture. But again, that's what Paul is saying. Let this mind be in you that is also in Christ Jesus. A difficult, challenging, but yes, an amazing picture of our Lord. And like I said in the beginning, it may be the most valuable thing that we could give someone is our undivided attention. And I think when we look at these verses, and of course it's not just here, other places as well, where we're encouraged to listen. In the book of James, it talks about that. Quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to become angry. That's another example of us just giving our full and undivided attention. And that's going to be, of course, we're going to turn our hearts to prayer here in a few moments, but definitely one of the things that we need to be in prayer about is putting aside those competing interests, their phone, our worries, our busyness, the next thing on the agenda, whatever it might be.